It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, adventurous, intrepid, etc. reporter. Do you remember back in the day when like, you literally walked the beat?
Mm-hmm.
Reporters used to walk the beat. Anyway, Ruth, what's going on out there?
I'm still walking the beat.
I know, but if you took somebody from back when and you said, yes, I'm walking the beat, to somebody who is 15 or 16 or 30, they are not going to know what you're talking about.
Nice. Well, we walked the beat up to Canaan for the community Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, and that's always just a lovely event. Not only does it feed people food, but it feeds them sociability, and it's just a lovely thing. It's all put on by Bev Becker. She does it each year, and she solicits funds and has enough food for 200 people. They didn't quite get that many, but close to it this year. And the volunteers give up part of their day to help serve and clean up and wash dishes and do everything that's needed. And it really is a very heartwarming event. This is done at the Parish House up in Canaan. And as I say, it's not just for people who maybe can't afford a turkey dinner, but for those who need the sociability. And then Paul Ramoney is always there with his accordion, adding to the ambiance. And so that was part of the day of my Thanksgiving and many others. And then on Saturday night, Kent was really alive with its Sip, Sparkle, and Stroll event. This is put on by the Chamber of Commerce with the help of the Lions Club, who got 15% of the proceeds. It was resurrected after a six-year hiatus, and the town was jumping. There were lights blinking and cars honking and a hay wagon shuttle, and people stopped at there were 38 shops open, and people could stroll, get a little fizzy from each one of them. And as pre-registration was $470, and it was close to $600 by the time all was said and done. So you can imagine how crowded the town was, but it certainly added to the spirit of the holiday. And so that kicks off the holiday here in Kent. Speaking of Kent, we, as we just said, the Wavecraft issue has arisen. For folks who remember that, there was a group trying to ban it on Lake Warmug, claiming that it disturbed the residents, it disturbed people who were boating. The waves would just go over them. Again, Mike, you know the science of this. I'm not sure. It's to make the waves bigger, so more activity on the lake. You get a buzz,
I guess. I think you're doing things like surfboarding and paddle boarding and whatever other kind of boarding they do.
All those boarding, it just makes it more.
That's right. But those waves have to go somewhere before they stop. Usually they come to the shore, so.
So they.
I've never seen one of these, so I have no idea how big it is or anything.
I've never seen it either. I have no idea. But Lake Warmug surrounds three towns, or is surrounded by three towns, Washington, Warren, and Kent. And so anything that goes on there is has to be approved or disapproved by all three towns. There were town referenda in all three towns this fall, and it went down. The ban was instituted, but now people who want the wave boats have resurfaced and will be seeking to overturn that ban, and here we go again.
And there's all kinds of unintended puns in there. They've resurfaced. Carefully chosen words.
Yes.
We'll see how they go. Are they filing in Superior, I would guess, or
I believe so. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it. And I remember the meeting here in Kent. Well, the first meeting had to be postponed because the crowd was so huge you couldn't fit into the town hall, and so that was a town meeting. And then after that, the three boards of selectmen of those towns decided to have a referenda on the exact same day. And so, as I say, it was the ban was reinforced, and I'm sure that's what's going to happen again. If they get their way, there'll be another vote. So
we'll see, because there's all kinds of appeal routes to go. So, mm-hmm. And you know how things are these days. They tend to keep appealing until they get to the ultimate place.
Mm. And of course, lawyers involved. And
money, lots of money.
Yep. Yes. And,
maybe not. Let's see what happens.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So,
yeah.
So long short, does it end up back to the voters, or does the court get to overturn the voters?
That's going to be interesting. I'm not sure. I don't know.
It depends.
I mean, that's never happened before.
Depends on what they're asking for. Oh, I'm sure the courts have overturned planning and zoning
commissions. No. What I'm saying is courts never overturn voters. I'm sorry. Being facetious, just curious, because, you know, you did follow this pretty closely, and we did follow it pretty closely, and the number of people suggested that it was a real, let's just say, a public view, and people voted according to their view, and it was like, yeah, no. So here we are using, yes, available routes, but
we'll
see. It wasn't good enough when people said, yeah, no, thank you.
Well,
I understand.
That's how it goes.
My job is to point out lunacy. I'll go back and sit down now.
Apparently, this is an activity that's very popular in larger lakes. I think that's the question.
Yeah, that may be it, because I've seen the water. If you see these things at the waterboarding park, or the water parks, they're huge.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. I've never seen
it. Waramug and Lake Superior are different sizes.
Yeah, I would have to imagine these are smaller units. They must drag them in by trailer or whatever. I really don't know. Do you have any idea how many of them they may have had? Sounds like there was more than one out there.
You know, I never did hear how many there were. No.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Oh, well, this is definitely...
maybe at any given time it could be, you know...
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah, you can have two.
Interesting.
I don't even.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to come back to this.
Like I said, I'm going back to my corner.
We're going to have to go out and get a little educated on these things so we can kind of get the picture from here, what this exactly looks like. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time painting the picture, but obviously people feel very passionate
about
this.
Obviously.
And don't understand,
when you're dragging in the lawyers and getting out your wallet like that, you must be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Budget
for Region 1 is about to begin the process. Here we go. Sam Herrick, the business manager, sent out a short press release. As you know, it's the six towns involved are assessed on the cost of running the school by school enrollment. And this, of course, has always been a bone of contention among towns that have to pay more. But it is starting. The numbers for enrollment are determined the previous October. So this past October sets in motion the enrollment figures for the upcoming budget. And... interestingly, the high school, everything is down. It's, you know, all the numbers are down, but the high school is looking, as of October 1st, there were 300 kids at Housatonic, which is small.
Yeah, that's very small.
And very small. The whole region is down 1,200 and something, and it's down about, I have to go look at my numbers, but it's down about 30 or 40 kids. So,
who's maintaining? Salisbury still maintaining its balance like it has?
Salisbury is still.
It kind of hovers right in the same place.
North Canaan still is the largest.
Right.
And of course, that's been an issue, as we know, with some of the people up in North Canaan.
That has been, too, remembering that our budget is actually three different budgets, being the central office, the pupil services, and the high school. And everybody, they pay differently to each one of those.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So, the formula is pretty confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like the 6.35 sales tax. Why not just 6 or 7, thank you?
You said that about gasoline the other day.
I know, the 9-tenths of a cent. Where does that come from?
But I'm still trying to figure out it's like, wait a second.
Let's stay on track here now.
So we have, let me just go through. K to 8 schools last year, the total was 906 kids. It's now, last year was 930. This year it's 906. High school, as I said, is 300. It was 327 last year. For a total of this year, there are 1,206 kids in the region, as opposed to last year, 1,257.
Yeah, so it's slowed down a little bit, but I don't see any indicators of families moving in, especially
it gets back to the affordable housing, it also gets back to people are having fewer kids.
That's true, too.
So March 2nd, the draft will come out. There'll be a presentation to the board, and then, of course, we have all the varying meetings. The hearing is set for April 9th, so put that on your calendar if you're interested in following the Region 1 board.
So it's 3 months. It comes out 3 months before
They start making it up at this point. This goes through a lot of process in the boards, and they have to look at state and federal monies because there's going to be major changes. They haven't done a budget since a lot of shifts have happened, especially at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, a lot of those, the money goes to the state, and then the money goes to the school from there. So,
But Mike, reinforce, just mention that again because a lot of people don't realize that, apparently.
I can't hear you. Sorry.
No. I'm asking Mike to actually just reinforce that point.
What point? The fact that the money gets passed.
Money goes to the state.
The money goes through.
So the state ends up dispersing.
They disperse it. And, of course, obviously, there's expenses for the state to do that. So you're going to, it's going to shrink as it moves downward. But inevitably, the big numbers, the numbers that are important are those enrollment numbers because they determine a lot of things.
No, I was actually talking about where the money comes from because the people who don't understand.
It comes from the Fed.
Literally, people out there that do not understand that. The money, once the money, the state is got a lot more to say about how things get dispersed than the feds. That's all I'm talking about.
Well, but the money is coming from the taxpayers here in the region.
I'm talking more about grants, the grant money and stuff. Yeah, and of course the pupil services is a big lump of money there when it comes to special services, and also the fact that a lot of people don't realize we pay for private school. Special needs students as well.
We do.
Because we're required by Connecticut state law, and in this region, we have a number of them.
Yes, I have friends who work for Region 1 who spend time at the private schools. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
So be on the lookout. There'll be many, many meetings. And again, as we always say, if you have a problem, go and go to these meetings and vote. The vote on these is pathetic. The percentage of people who vote on this budget, it's a major part of your tax bill, is really...
Well, it's been calm for several years now where there's just nobody's bringing up an issue. Until somebody gets hit in the head with something that really seems to matter to them and they become vocal.
I have something to say about this, but I'm not going to say it. So I'm not going to say it on the air. So let's moving on.
Let's get to happy stuff.
Yesterday morning, we took pictures of a ribbon cutting down here for the new compost program that's been instituted. They had a ribbon cutting.
That's in Kent?
In Kent. And in Kent as well, next weekend, we have Stuff-A-Truck. The fire department brings out its trucks and...
Fill it up with gifts. Yes.
And we have, well, as in every town, everything is very... We have Santa's Fund, and we have toys for kids, and...
Yeah, they have those, and a lot of times for parents who may be struggling as well, you can check in with the local social workers.
Right.
And they have the ability to give some gifts and some Christmas as well, because, you know, like everybody, you don't want to see anybody go without something. But,
right, especially children. Yeah, so Stuff-A-Truck is amazing. The pictures that come from there are just this truck overstuffed with toys. It's wonderful. And that's on for 2 days, next Saturday from 8 to 4 and next Sunday from 8 to 2 at the firehouse. And looking ahead, we have the Salisbury Forum. I think it's the 12th, I believe, is at Housatonic. The topic is going to be population and how dealing with population. Two authors who've written about it, worldwide population issues.
Well, worldwide, too. It seems it, again, goes back to people not having children, which means we are now heading in the wrong direction, people.
Well, there are many reasons.
That's right. All right.
And again, Salisbury Forum is free, and check that out, because there really are amazing speakers they get there, and you get to see them up close and personal free.
Okay, we like that.
And just one other thing, the 12 by 12 is coming. That's a great art show at the Hunt Library in Falls Village. People are invited to come and paint or whatever. Their entries all must stay within the 12-inch by 12-inch pattern, and they sell out their stuff, and it's a mob scene, and it's a fabulous... Hunt does fabulous art programs and art shows. So
it's interesting to see it on a small canvas like that.
Yeah, and what people do is so creative. It's incredible.
Lots
coming up, folks.
All right, Swassa's got its,
annual
ski swap and sale. It's become more of a sale than a swap anymore.
Right.
But
this coming weekend?
That'll be on the 6th at the firehouse in Lakeville.
Between
when and
when? 8 a.m. until 11 p.m.
No, 11 a.m.
What is that? Oh, good grief, yes. A.M. So sorry about that.
Yep.
Willie's going to kill me on that one.
That's a very popular.
The people who come after dinner are going to be disappointed.
Yes, they are going to be.
Their stuff will have already been.
Sorry, guys, we sold out before we even opened.
Yep. So lots going. Well, now we're heading into the holiday season. There's, we have our Parade of Lights coming up. Canaan had its parade Sunday night. And I guess the other towns will be doing it as well. And the Luminaria
this weekend. Millerton had theirs.
So there's
always like to menace people by saying, right, when you have a late Thanksgiving, you lose a week, so you have to start in November.
And your luminarias are going up, I assume, pretty soon.
I would presume.
Yeah, so.
Check around. Check your town's websites.
Everything there.
You know, check all over the place. Check Facebook. A lot of it's there if you're on Facebook. So.
No reason to sit home if you want to go do something.
No, that's absolutely right. Rain or shine.
Okay.
All right. It is always a pleasure to hear the results of your adventuring, and we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's wandering, intrepid, fearless, synonyms, reporter on Robin Hood Radio.